Hi, welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and I have the pleasure to have Burhan Gephardt with me, who works with corporations and individuals and is here right now in the city of Seattle at the East West Bookshop on January 19th and 24th, and then again in the end of January and beginning of February doing his work called Inner Alignment. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And so today we actually have two things. One is I'm going to be taking phone calls. So if anyone wants to call at 800-930-2819 and has any questions for Burhan, please call. I also have the pleasure to have Steve from the East West Bookshop, and he was going to tell us a little bit about his own personal experience with the work. So, Steve, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, CJ. Hello, Burhan.
Hi.
So tell us about your first. Tell us about your first time.
easy there. <Just listening. laughs> You know, it was really, you know, it was spectacular, but there's not really words because so much of it really is an experience. But the thing that was tangible, of course, was this feeling of grounded connectedness. And I think it was something that's like you don't know you're missing until it's back or something, you know, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it does. How did that feeling of groundedness feel for you? What was it? What did it feel like experientially to you?
You know, I've heard people talk about, you know, if you look at energy systems like the Earth star, which is, you know, feet, you know, it's below your feet, you know, it's something how your body and how your spirit connects with the Earth. And it was like almost uncovering that or getting to feel that, you know, really for the first time. And it was amazing. It, you know, your feet just feel firmer on the ground. You feel more stable and you just feel more grounded in your being. You know, It's one of those things, I guess, feeling that there, you know, could help a person really reclaim a sense of purpose or meaning in what they're doing altogether. But it was a great feeling, you know. We were just
What kind of things shifted around? I think actually during my session, I think Burhan, you said something really interesting, is that you use the analogy of, you know, you can have a direction that you can take either left or right. And what this work does is it, you know, it's a little push towards a certain direction. And as you go down that direction, things become, you know, it's subtle, because I found the work to be very subtle.
Yeah.
And it's like a little subtle push.
Exactly. So it's different for everybody. So some feel really a lot during the session, some very little, some have very strong experiences afterwards, some very little. I mean, some feel that groundedness a lot, for others it's more important that some of their symptoms go away. So that's very different.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me again, what was the question?
I was just wondering the little shifts that you were talking about.
It could help you. Just, you know, it might be just a little shift, but if you see it as being on a junction and you would just, instead of going the left path, you go the right one. At the beginning, they might be very similar, but then after some time, you might see, if you would still be able to see the difference, that it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's just maybe a little correction that the body uses, is your inner and outer, your emotion. You use it to make a little correction that might be necessary now. So that's why often people report back after a longer time, something in their life changed. So something that was blocked, so people report back, yeah, finally they could sell their houses they couldn't sell for four years, and then finally they found that place within them to do that, or could rent out the flats that they couldn't do for years. So very material things. But others said new training, stop smoking, take on, you know, do sports, finally lose weight, what they couldn't do for ages.
Right.
And so things like that, often it's as wished, sometimes unexpected. So that's why I feel sometimes don't look too much into the symptom you come with.
Right.
If it helps with that, that's fine. But also have a look. What else could have happened?
Right.
While you were looking only on your knee, maybe, you know, the rest of your whole life changed. So.
Yeah. Well, the interesting part that I was thinking about, so I'm just knitting all these things together that you've talked about, And that if you in fact view that you're on a journey, and if you're actually floating upon earth, you're not anchored, mm-hmm. right? So if you actually put an anchor, you actually, like Steve said, and I felt too, is you can feel your feet in the ground.
Right.
Then I think you start feeling the energies or the universe or basic trust that we were talking about. And then from that point, you can make changes. But oftentimes exactly. we're floating around in some atmospheric space trying to make changes when we're not even anchored to, you know, the current reality or ourselves or our bodies or any of those things.
Exactly.
So I think even if that's what it does, right, even if it's just a starting point to kind of anchor you into the ground, that maybe that makes all the difference in the world, right?
Right.
Steve, did you find any after, because you had the work done, what, a year ago? Or how long ago was it, 9 months ago?
A little less than a year ago when Burholm was here in Seattle, and I would say it's interesting because I've even talked and discussed with people about things that could have happened, you know, afterwards. And although there is, you know, there's subtlety, what I've noticed, one of the things I could directly link back to that is I felt like I was able to be more expressive musically later down the road, and it's that's kind of an intangible one, but there are certain things which, I mean, I've asked myself, could I link this directly back to this? And I say, yes, you know, I definitely could. And other things I wouldn't link directly to the inner alignment session, but that was one of them. And it was kind of a great boon because I've been, you know, out enjoying and playing with people more and even live concerts. So that's been really fun.
Well, so you mean it gave you is it expressing yourself musically, like your music changed, or you were out there going and expressing in front of other people your music?
Mostly expressing in front of other people. You know, music is part of my own conscious evolution, no matter what, but just the ability to really go back out and play what I had written was something I would definitely link directly back to that.
Yeah, and how do you make those links?
Basically, it's a process of asking, but also sometimes in the middle of it, you can recognize that there's similar feelings that have come up. You know, there are similar feelings that you could feel right after the treatment. You know, even taking a walk outside, you know, you're seeing things a little bit differently, and you're somehow able to witness things from a different standpoint or not one that's so involved with you, you know, and coming back to that, you know, playing music in a sense can be the same way where you take the world for a moment and really witness it in a different way. But I hadn't been playing before the session and later was able to just find it very comfortable and easy to express in that way.
Yeah. That makes sense to me because, well, if in fact most of us are ungrounded, we're from a perspective of looking up, down, right, versus just being grounded on earth. So if we're on earth, we can probably see things much more clearly. And that's been my own personal experience. It's been, you know, a couple of days since I've done that work. But I was sharing with these guys during the commercial that I'm totally, like, blissed out with the snow, like, running around, like, isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? People are kind of looking at me like, okay, whatever. I'm irritated because I can't go in the traffic. but I do think it kind of brings like, and maybe it's just allowing, because you're more grounded, you can actually feel that energy and resonance. And probably, I mean, I wonder if the earth feels happy, you know, like when it snows. It must, don't you think? I don't know. I'm getting too crazy here.
It's some sort of relief, you know. I mean, there's definitely, for whatever reason, it reminds us of places we've been before, but we can't really put our finger on. It's beautiful beyond belief, you know.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And it's what you just said, Steve. I mean, there's some people that said, you know, after that, when they did the yoga, that changed. So yoga teachers, and they said, you know, but now I can do it in a different way, or it's even getting better. Or I had a Tai Chi teacher that starts from a very different point when he does it. So it changed that. Somebody else said when she does her, what is it, a kind of kinesiology treatment, what she does, she feels it stronger than before. So I don't know, it's like a resource. The earth is there for us, and so we should be close to it. But
oh, I got the flu. Michael Jackson is telling us to, like, hang it up, man. All right, thank you, Bron. Thank you. Make sure to sign up at eastwestbookshop.com on January 19th to 24th. Next Thursday, we'll be talking to Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. about passing wisdom down to the next generation and our attachment. Thanks. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.